What are you doing? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
Okay, look, guys, if we're not getting the black vote, then we have to take a hard turn to the white. Kent, how are we doing with non-college educated whites? Look at
underwater,
this.
Underwater, man.
All right, then we're going to have to find a way with non-college educated whites. Like, what appeals to them? Okay, fine. What appeals to them? What do they want?
Well, my polling shows their main wants are jobs, education, and an adequate safety net.
Okay, I can speak to
I'm
that.
I'm not finished, man. To be denied to African Americans.
Listen, we have to find a way to say those things without actually saying them.
Like a dog whistle.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, you know what? You could talk about charter schools, mention
Come on,
something.
That's like a dog whisper.
You could reject an endorsement from a pro Confederacy group.
That's like a dog exploding spaceship. Yeah. You know, I need it. Something loud, not too loud.
A
like
dog chainsaw?
No, that's too droney.
A dog snowmobile.
Why would I know what that even sounds like? I mean, seriously.
A dog leaf blower.
Yeah.
That's right.
I like that.
It's just exactly like a dog chainsaw.
No, it doesn't. Chainsaw.
Even higher registers.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has apparently been paying attention to the NFL draft and has a new favorite football player. Just coincidentally was number 2.
I was watching the other night the NFL draft. Can you believe it? And it was the second draft choice. And he gets out. Bosa. And he gets out real, he's going to be a great player from Ohio State. And he's a MAGA fan. He loves Trump. He loves MAGA.
Why is it that he went to the number 2 and is focusing on Nick Bosa?
It's racist. The Golden State Warriors, he disinvited them. They already weren't going. He goes after Colin Kaepernick. He goes after anybody. Speaking of, Colin Kaepernick was one of the guys that Nick Bosa went after, calling him a clown.
I don't know if you're this is on your radar, but something weird happened at the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. They declared a horse named Maximum Security the winner and then undeclared it. Of course, after they got together and determined that Maximum Security obstructed the other horse's path, President Trump was on Twitter writing, "No obstruction, no collusion." The president really did weigh in on this. He wrote, "The Kentucky Derby decision was not a good one. It was a rough and tumble race on a wet and sloppy track. Actually a beautiful thing to watch. Only in these days of political correctness could such an overturn occur. The best horse did not win the Kentucky Derby, not even close." He's right. The best horse didn't win. Now he knows how a lot of us felt in 2016. But... and by the way, I don't know if you noticed, he misspelled Kentucky in his tweet. Which is hilarious considering it's written right on the bucket on his desk. Today at the White House, Trump was very busy awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to the pride of Hooters, Mr. Tiger Woods. The Medal of Freedom is the highest honor you can give to an American civilian. But getting a Medal of Freedom from Donald Trump is like getting an Oscar from Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Of course, America has its own royal baby, Donald Trump. Our baby has been president for 2 years. He's hitting the terrible twos right now. So willful. And lately, the president's been throwing a tantrum about Robert Mueller. And it's about to get worse because today, more than 370 former federal prosecutors have signed on to a statement asserting that Trump would have been charged with obstruction were he not president. Donald Trump, evidently, he pulled off the perfect crime.
All right, boys, here's the plan. Jimmy, you drop into the vault from the ventilation shaft. Mike, you keep the car running. Meanwhile, I'll get elected president.
So, almost, that's the new Oceans, that's Oceans 14 coming out. So almost 400 legal experts say Trump, guilty, clearly. But you can't charge him because his job is too important. That's like knowing that a dog is the pilot of your 747. But you can't remove him because Captain Scruffles has to stay focused on landing the plane a year and a half from now. No wonder Congress is desperate to speak to Robert Mueller directly. But the president is against it, tweeting, after spending more than $35 million over a two-year period, interviewing 500 people using 18 Trump-hating, angry Democrats and 49 FBI agents, all culminating in a more than 400-page report showing no collusion. Why would the Democrats in Congress now need Robert Mueller, dot, 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 to testify? Are they looking for a redo? Because they hated seeing the strong no collusion conclusion. There was no crime except on the other side, incredibly not covering the report, and no obstruction. Bob Mueller should not testify. No redos for the Dems. Okay. Okay. This is not a redo. This is just more do. And you want to stop it because you're afraid you'll get in deep redo-do. Trump keeps saying that he's the real victim of the Russia investigation, tweeting, despite the tremendous success that I've had as president, including perhaps the greatest economy and the most successful 2 years of any president in history, they have Stalin. 2 years of my presidency, collision, delusion, that we will never be able to get back. Yes, they've Stalin. 2 years of Trump's presidency. Help, robblers! But at least one Democrat is taking Trump's threat here seriously, because in recent weeks, Nancy Pelosi has told associates that she does not automatically trust the president to respect the results of any election short of an overwhelming defeat. And I believe her. Trump already complains about the rigged election that he won. Trump might want us all to forget about Russian meddling in our next election, but he's not helping any.
After special counsel Robert Mueller spent 2 years putting together a 400-page report documenting President Trump's various links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump decided that Friday, as he was in the middle of staging an unprecedented standoff with Congress over his administration's handling of that report, was the perfect time to brag about his close relationship with Vladimir Putin.
Friday, he tweeted, had a long and very good conversation with President Putin of Russia. As I have always said, long before the witch hunt started, getting along with Russia, China, and everyone is a good thing, not a bad thing. Dot, dot, dot. We discussed trade, Venezuela, Ukraine, North Korea, nuclear arms control, and even the Russian hoax. Very productive talk.
So, as soon as he thinks he's cleared the witch hunt, first thing he does, call the witch.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Hello, Glenda.
Because Mueller's team was very clear about Russia did, writing, the Russian government interfered in the 2016 presidential election in sweeping and systematic fashion. Of course, that sentence was buried on page one of the report. Evidently, it appears Trump did not read that far.
Look, I meant to read the report, but then my copy was Stalin.
But makes no sense. But he is the president. So at some point on this phone call, the commander-in-chief must have tongue-lashed Putin about messing with our democracy, right?
Did you ask him not to meddle in the next election?
We didn't discuss that. Really, we didn't discuss it.
Didn't discuss it. Giggled about it. Laughed. Until our tummies hurt, but no discussion.
It reminds me of FDR's famous address to Congress.
December 7th, 1941,
a date which I did not bring up with Tojo. Good guy, you'd like him.
Then, yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explained why the topic might not have been discussed.
I talk to leaders all the time. We cover a broad range of subjects. Sometimes conversations just aren't long enough to include every issue that might be brought up.
Yeah, just wasn't long enough conversation to discuss them attacking our country. The phone call only lasted 90 minutes. Of course, the last 45 minutes was just,
no, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
No. No, you hang up first.
No, you hang up. Oh. So, while they did not discuss the election meddling, they did talk about the report itself.
We discussed that he actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse.
Mountain into a mouse? Does he mean a mountain out of a molehill? Or is that mountain mouse thing actually a Russian phrase? Mountain is where we detain journalists. Mouse is what we put in cage on their face. But, you're welcome, but, energy of mine.
How did you know he was smiling? Did you try to call him and accidentally hit the FaceTime button, Grandpa? Putin doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would FaceTime unless he's beaming into the UN on a giant screen demanding $1 billion or he'll kill James Bond. But I would definitely believe Putin was smiling when they talked. 99% of the time, he looks like this. But when he sees Trump, he lights up like he just heard there was a sale on poison.
Well, the White House explains, Mr. Trump meant to say that Mr. Putin had laughed, chuckled, rather than smiled. Oh, that's comforting. Putin wasn't smiling. He was openly laughing at us. Russian hoax. Good one, Donald. Boris, get over here. You got to hear this. He thinks it's a hoax. You're a funny guy. You are a funny guy. You make me slap someone else's knee.
Now, given that Trump and his Attorney General William Barr have repeatedly lied about the Mueller report, Democrats in the House have asked for Mueller himself to come testify. And on Sunday, one Democrat said they'd reached a tentative date of May 15th for Mueller to testify. So naturally, Trump freaked out on Twitter.
After spending more than $35 million over a two-year period interviewing 500 people using 18 Trump-hating angry Democrats and 49 FBI agents, all culminating in a more than 400-page report showing no collusion, why would the Democrats in Congress now need Robert Mueller to testify? Are they looking for a redo because they hated seeing the strong no collusion conclusion? There was no crime except on the other side, incredibly not covered in the report. And no obstruction. Bob Mueller should not testify. No redos for the Dems.
Okay, first of all, no redos? How is it that Trump always seems to be 100 years old and 7 years old at the same time? Watches Fox News, 100. Thinks trucks are rad, 7. Thinks Robert E. Lee is rad, 100. Likes McDonald's, 7. Second, I thought you said Mueller exonerated you. Why don't you want him to testify?
I'm afraid he'll make me look too innocent. I have to maintain some of my criminal mystique.
It really doesn't help your case when you tell the cops you have an alibi, but they can't talk to anyone who can verify it. Oh, Brad can tell you. I was bowling during the robbery. But whatever you do, don't talk to Brad! But we need to hear from Mueller himself because Trump and his attorney general have spent weeks lying about what Mueller wrote in his report. You might remember the report concluded basically what any rational person who has spent the last 2 years paying attention to the news expected it might say, that even though there was no criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia, there were numerous links between the Russian government and the Trump campaign, and the campaign expected it would benefit electorally from information stolen and released through Russian efforts.
Oh, gosh, ma'am, I forgot. Yeah. The guy at the Chinese consulate said he had a message for you from President Liu.
Wait, what?
He said President Liu is watching the election with great interest and hopes to return to your conversation about the Diu Islands in the near future.
What was that?
Lou sent you a message inside Mike, a misfortune cookie.
Who cares about an island that doesn't have Four Seasons on it?
The Diaoyu Islands are important to the Chinese militarily, but the United States still does not recognize them as Chinese territory.
Surely Lou recognizes that I can't recognize Diddley Squad, unless...
You become president.
So what, you think that Lou is trying to help me? Because...
Don't finish that sentence, man. We can't have this discussion. We are still a nation of laws.
Ish.
Esque.
Of course. But let's be clear about what we're not talking about, okay? We are not talking about letting the Chinese influence our presidential election, and certainly not in exchange for me recognizing those islands.
And since it is not being discussed, then I do not have to mention that you cannot trust the Chinese, and they will not sell you out in a Beijing minute.
Wait, they will or they won't?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, can't we not do the thing that we're not talking about?
I'm totally lost.
So the Trump campaign was specifically informed over and over again that Russia was trying to help them win the election by offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. And over again, the Trump campaign invited and welcomed that help. Most people, if you offered them a free TV and said, I stole this from Best Buy, they'd say, I don't want that and I'm calling the cops. But if you offered it to Trump, he'd mount it on his wall with a plaque under it that said, free TV stolen from Best Buy. You might also remember that when Barr issued his infamous four-page summary of Mueller's report in March, he left out all that information and all the evidence Mueller had gathered on obstruction of justice. So Mueller, who never speaks publicly, took the extraordinary step of writing to Barr to complain to him that Barr's letter exonerating Trump did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of this office's work and conclusions. Context, nature, and substance. So basically everything.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In fact, Mueller's report listed 10 separate times Trump may have obstructed justice during the investigation. Now, one of those 10 instances involves Trump's former White House counsel, Don McGahn. McGahn told Mueller that Trump had ordered him twice to fire Mueller. He was so concerned about it, he then told Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and even used some colorful language.
According to the report, President Trump ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to have Mueller fired. The president called McGahn at home and directed him to call the acting attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, and say that the special counsel had conflicts of interest and must be removed.
It's also the colorful reporting from this report where Don McGahn says to Reince Priebus, which is the third witness to this incident, the president asked me to do some crazy.
It doesn't surprise me that Trump would tell his aides to do crazy to interfere in an investigation. He probably tells them to do crazy just to pass the time. Rudy, do that thing where you pull the skin all the way back behind your head. Thank you, Rudy. You've cheered me up. So Democrats want McGahn to testify in public. Now, he's already testified to Mueller, and Trump and Barr have both claimed that the report exonerates Trump, so you'd think they'd have no problem with McGahn speaking publicly. And yet on Friday, Trump said he might invoke executive privilege to stop McGahn from testifying to Congress.
Mr. President, have you decided whether you'll invoke executive privilege as it relates to Don McGahn?
That'll all be determined over the next week or so.
But you said it was done.
But, you know, I will say this. There's been no president in history that has given what I've given in terms of looking at just a total witch hunt. I let him interview the lawyer, the White House lawyer, for 30 hours. Think of that, 30 hours.
Yeah, but do you understand how bad that sounds for you? If your friend went to therapy and you said, how was it? And they said, I was there for 30 hours. You'd be like, damn, you must be dealing with some crazy. Now, all of this was happening. As Trump's former lawyer and personal fixer, Michael Cohen, was preparing to report to jail in part for a crime involving the president. And in a press conference before he reported to prison today, Cohen hinted that there was even more to come.
I hope that when I rejoin my family and friends, that the country will be in a place without xenophobia, injustice, and lies at the helm of our country. There still remains much to be told, and I look forward to the day that I can share the truth.
You want another trouble with you? You think it makes you a big man if you give the answers?
And at the right time, I'll catch up with you. Be thinking about that. Now go on, beat it. Don't push your luck.
Wait a minute, you. You take them heaters away from you and you're nothing. You know that?
You talk yourself in the river.
You take the good goods away and the kickbacks and a shakedown cabbage and a pistol arrows and you're nothing. Your guts is all in your wallet and your trigger finger. You know that?
You ratted on us, Terry.
From where you stand, maybe, but I'm standing over here now. I was ratting on myself all them years. I didn't even know it.
Come on.
You give it to Joey, you give it to Dugan, you give it to Charlie. It was one of your own. You think you're God Almighty, but you know what you are?
Come on.
You're a cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug. And I'm glad what I've done to you. You hear that? I'm glad what I've done. And I'm going to keep on doing it till I get...
Come on! Come on!
Wait, there's more? Well, tell us. You can't just hint at something like that and then peace out for 3 years. Cohen keeps dropping hints like this at his hearing in February, where he named Trump as the individual who directed the illegal hush money scheme to cover up the affair with Stormy Daniels. Cohen hinted that the president had broken even more laws that we're not aware of.
Is there any other wrongdoing or illegal act that you are aware of regarding Donald Trump that we haven't yet discussed today?
Yes.
What? How do you leave something like that just hanging out there? So Trump's ex-fixer reported to jail today, and on top of that, we have more than 400 pages of evidence in which it's clear that the president's campaign benefited from a criminal conspiracy to steal information during the 2016 election and then repeatedly lied about it and tried to stop the investigation of it. We need Mueller and McGahn to testify, and we need Congress to do its job. Otherwise, Trump will have at least 2 more years to indulge in his favorite activity.
Crazy.
He won't let the guy who gave Jared Kushner a security clearance testify. He won't let the lawyer he told to fire Mueller testify. The only person he'll let testify is Rudy Giuliani. And that's because he never makes sense anyways. Yeah. After 5 minutes in the hearing, Congress will be like, we have to evacuate the building. Must be a gas leak in here or something. I don't know what's going on. So Trump obviously thinks his officials don't have to comply with these subpoenas. And his war with the Democrats is getting so heated that people are starting to talk about potentially impeaching him. Which brings us to our beef, Trump versus the Constitution.
Well, Democrats in Congress are continuing to debate whether or not they will move toward impeachment of President Trump. Trump is drawing a new line in the sand now.
Writing, quote, if the partisan Dems ever try to impeach, I would first head to the U.S. Supreme Court.
If the Democrats impeach me, I will head to the Supreme Court. Just to be clear, that's not a thing. Okay, the Supreme Court can't overrule an impeachment. The two have nothing to do with one another. This would be like if a cop gives you a ticket and your response is, I'm fighting this, buddy. You'll be hearing from my orthodontist.
President Trump's wholesale refusal to provide information to Congress threatens to upend the delicate balance that is the separation of powers outlined in the Constitution. Mr. Trump has declared an all-out war on efforts by House Democrats to look into his official conduct and business dealings. And that has legal experts across the ideological spectrum warning that the president's categorical opposition to what he sees as partisan meddling could create a constitutional crisis, an impasse that the allocation of interlocking powers and responsibilities by the framers cannot solve.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it. We are now in a constitutional crisis. Benjamin Franklin in 1787 was asked when he exited the Constitutional Convention, what type of government have you given us, sir? And he said, by a woman who asked him the question, he said, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. Now is the time of testing whether we can keep a republic or whether this republic is destined to change into a different, more tyrannical form of government as other republics have over the centuries.
So the courts rule on this and they order the executive branch to comply with a subpoena or to produce documents or testimony. What if the White House says no?
Exactly.
I mean, is this not a banana republic?
That's where you have your constitutional crisis. It's a fine order. What's the Andrew Jackson quote? Now let him enforce it.
But I mean, let me just press you. I mean, isn't that
why taking impeachment off the table is like asking Democrats to go to battle in a banana republic with their, you know, hands tied behind their back? I mean, isn't that where the only thing Donald Trump is afraid of, I think, is the television production of impeachment. I don't actually think he's even afraid of impeachment. I think the idea of sort of the roadblock coverage that impeachment would bring terrifies Donald Trump. He watched Christine Blasey Ford and was so moved by her performance, never mind it was her telling of the most horrific moment of her life, that he was almost swayed on Kavanaugh. So I don't know that this is ever about what it should be about for Donald Trump. It's always about the show.
I'm Dr. Michelle Mitchell.
I'm a professor at Princeton University.
I'm a professor of history at NYU.
I teach Latin American history.
The Civil War, Reconstruction.
International affairs.
Wall Street, taxes.
Student activism and social movements. To Donald Trump, you're a hell of a guy. Oh, shoot, I read that wrong. Cheers, President Trump, you're going to hell, guy.
This is the third year Trump's too craven to be roasted. Don, this is a safe space. No one at the dinner is a contractor that you haven't paid yet.
We need Trump to have a better grasp of civics. That's why I think we should tell him that it has a...
Here's a little lesson for you, Trump. The branch of Islam is pronounced Shia, not Shiite. Shiite is the situation you have gotten us all into.
Of all of Michael Cohen's clients, you are definitely one of them.
I'm really angry and frightened about the government's inaction on climate change. I don't have a joke here. I'm just really angry and really frightened.
Just because you took over the Department of Justice from Loretta Lynch does not mean you had to keep the Lynch part.
Trump is right. Immigrants can be dangerous. Had his mother not come from Scotland, the country would be much better off.
Thank you, President Trump, for making so much history and for bringing about the end of it.
So, a toast to Trump.
A man who came from everything but brings nothing.
Trump doesn't need a historian to roast him.
History will do that.
Thanks for the song this week from
Joe Basie, Barry, Lionel, Bart, Jackie, Gleason, Golden, Earring,
thanks to
Sarah, Sanders, Rudy, Giuliani, Rod, Serling, Selena, Mayer, Kent, Davison, Ben, Cafferty, Dan, Egan, Marjorie, Palmiotti, Mike, McClintock,
Jimmy,
Kimmel, Stephen, Colbert, Seth, Myers,
the
Wicked, Witch,
of the West,
Nicole, Wallace, Kristen, Welker,
Michael,
Cohen, Johnny, Friendly, Terry, Malloy, Trevor, Noah, Casey, Hunt, Roberts, Gerald, Nadler, Matt, Miller.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.